Mike Gow's chair sat empty at Feb 10 City Council meeting. The director of development services for the city passed away suddenly the week prior. Mayor Kirk Cameron was visibly emotional as he called for a moment of silence at the beginning of the meeting on February 10. "This loss is devastating, and our organization is grieving," said Cameron. "He will be dearly missed, but he will not be forgotten." Gow had worked for the city for 25 years, per a statement released by the city on February 7. He began as a summer student. He took on the role of director in 2012. Flags were lowered to half-mast to mark his passing. The sun rises over Hamilton Boulevard near the Whitehorse Canada Games Centre on February 8, 2025, where flags are fly at half-mast in honor of Mike Gow. Taylor Stockton, Local Journalism Initiative. Dan Curtis was the mayor of Whitehorse between 2012 and 2021. He said the city is indebted to Gow. "He cared so much about how people look at the city, how they wanted to invest in the city. And yeah, I'm really gonna miss him," said Curtis. "And I really felt like he was a great mentor to me, and to many others." Curtis recalled Gow's kindness and intelligence from his own time in City Hall. "At least twice a week, maybe even more, I would walk into Mike's office, and he was always so busy, but he always had time to sit me down and on the whiteboard, walk through the ramifications and what the anticipation is for our partners within the territorial government and First Nations. He had such an amazing handle on that," said Curtis. Curtis said Gow was an original of Whitehorse and of the Yukon. "We talk about the colorful 5%, he was definitely in that and just an incredible guy. You know, he's just all-around wonderful human being." Dan Boyd has had a seat on council since 2015, and sat on council from 1994 to 2000. He spoke to the news on February 10. "He was always a gentleman, always caring and compassionate, and he knew his business really well," said Boyd. "It's a big shock to the city. It's a big shock for the community, and extremely sad." Boyd said Gow's passing is hard to fathom, recalling meeting with him as recently as Thursday afternoon. During a statement at City Council on February 10, Mayor Kirk Cameron said outside City Hall, "Gow was a stalwart presence on the city's hockey rinks. The rinks around town won't be the same without him," said Cameron. "We should all aspire to that, to have half as many people that love him, to love us when it's our time," said former Mayor Curtis. "It's time to be a little bit kind. I wish that for this council, for the next council, and it's going to be harder without Mike being there, trying to navigate the rough waters." Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.